Good morning, church. Hallelujah. It's a good day. Another Sunday. Hallelujah. We gather together to worship our God. And what a great honor and a privilege it is for us to praise our God. Yes, indeed, it is well. It is well with my soul. Praise Him. Let us just pray before we begin our service today. Father, we just want to love You, Lord. We want to acknowledge that You are Lord of our lives and You are such a good God to us, Father. So bless us this morning, Father. We pray that even as we sit at Your feet, Lord, may the Holy Spirit just continue to minister to us as we have ministered to You in worship, O God. Let us just allow the Holy Spirit to just fill our hearts, O Father, more and more of You. And in Your presence, O God, we find our joy, we find our life, we find our very being. We thank You. Thank You for the word that will be spoken today. Pray for Your people that You open up their hearts and their minds to receive what the Holy Spirit is saying to them. Thank You, Father. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What a good God we serve who hears us and always answers us. Amen. This morning, I want to speak to you on the topic of renewing our mind. Renew your mind. And we know that we have done this over the past couple of weeks. Pastor has spoken about this. Joanna has spoken about this. And in fact, this was also on my heart since June last year. If I look at my journal and my notes, I have already started preparing this on 14th of June 2020. So God has been stirring our hearts and working in us to renew our minds. Friends, it is necessary. 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things." In all things means to prosper means to succeed, right? To succeed in all things and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. If you read the Amplified Version, it also says, just as your soul prospers spiritually. So, dear friends, it is God's will for you and I to prosper in all areas of our lives, in all things, in our work life, in our relationships, in our homes, in our relationship with one another, with our siblings, with our spouses, with our children and grandchildren, with our neighbors. Dear friends, our daily affairs, God wants us to prosper. He loves us and this is His will for you and I. Praise Him. And He also wants us to be in good health. Good health. And in the area of our soul, He wants us to prosper. So what is the area of our soul? Sometimes we spend so much of energy on our physical body. You know, even in times of this pandemic, you try to find a way to go to the gym. You know, secretly going, trying to build yourselves up and build your muscles up. It's good. I commend that. You're trying to exercise even in your homes. You go on the machine and you do the 3-mile walk, 5-mile walk. Praise God. You want to be in good health. Not only that, but God wants your soul also to prosper. So the area of your soul is in the area of your mind, is in the area of your intellect, your will, and your emotions. These are areas that God also wants us to prosper. So friends, your mind specifically is your thoughts and your perceptions. We all need to change in our thoughts, thought life, thought patterns, and our perceptions of things. You know, it says that a normal person, on an average, thinks about 70,000 thoughts a day. Can you believe that? Never thought that we think 70,000 thoughts a day. We use our mind. But how do we use it? Do we use it positively? Or are our thoughts mainly on the negative? Thinking of things that are unproductive, things that are negative, judgmental. We dwell on guilty thoughts. Some of us may be even self-abusive, thinking, oh, telling yourself, I'm stupid, I'm silly, you know, I should not have done this. Reminiscing on things that have passed, and like we say, don't cry over spilt milk. So here we are. If we do that, friends, it is a general waste of energy. You are using your energy and your resources in the wrong way. So this morning, I'm happy to say we do not want our thoughts to dwell on negative things. We want to take back control of our thoughts, our thought life and our thought pattern. I'm very happy to tell you, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, God says, again, this scripture was mentioned a couple of times during the past services, and Pastor David has mentioned this again and again, even in our Bible studies. Do not forget, tune in to our Bible studies every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Be transformed. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, be transformed and progressively change as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind. Okay, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes. That is what the Amplified Version says. We need to mature by renewing our minds. So this morning, I want to give you a few steps on how to renew your mind. I may not give you all the steps, but friends, let's put into practice the Word of God. And when we put into practice the Word of God, we are going to succeed in life. You are going to find that you are living life happier, healthier, spiritually, emotionally, and in every area. Hallelujah. So number one, steps to renew your mind. Number one, stop. Stop thinking negative thoughts, because negative thoughts produce negative emotions, and emotions that do not contribute any good welfare for you, because negative emotions produces negative actions and reactions. All right. So consciously, friends, we have to stop thinking negative thoughts and replace them with good thoughts, with positive thoughts. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 reminds us again in the Amplified Version. Search your mind. Keep focused habitually on things above, the heavenly things, not on things that are on the earth, which are of temporary value. Again, God tells us in His Word to set our minds on things above. Think about things that God thinks about, that has got heavenly value, friends. All right, not temporary. And we have to make it a habit. We have to focus on it. Focus on these thoughts habitually. All right? Praise His name. So here we are. Friends, you stop listening to the devil, because the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy you. He comes to put negative thoughts in your minds and to tell you that you are not valuable, that you are a failure, that you have not done enough, that you are not living the life that you should be, that you have been robbed. Friends, stop listening to the lies of the devil, okay? And start believing on the powerful, life-transforming Word of God. Because the Word of God tells us that He cares for us, that Jesus cares for us, and that He loves us. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. How true it is, how true it is. So read and meditate on God's Word. This is what you can do. When negative thoughts comes your way, you stop and say, I'm not going to dwell on these thoughts. I'm going to move on. Lord, forgive me for these thoughts. I want to think on good thoughts that you can put in my mind. Move on then, move on. Secondly, pull down. We need to pull down. Pull down what? Pull down vain imaginations. Pull down thoughts that are not right, okay? Pulling down strongholds in the mind. You know, in order to build, we need to pull down. If there is a building going on, a building project going on, if you need to renovate your home, okay? We want to fix a roof. We did our house in Sepang. We saw the whole roof being demolished, pulled down to put up the new, so that it can accommodate more rooms and accommodate a bigger space. So friends, we need to pull down things that is an obstruction to us in order for us to build something new, to build something that will be beneficial for us in the present and in the future. Dear Lord, He is so good to us. He gives us His Word. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 5. For though we walk in the flesh as mortal man, the Bible says, we are not carrying on in our spiritual warfare according to the flesh and using the weapons of man. Because it's a spiritual warfare, friends, going on. Thoughts that are in your mind. We need to tear down. The weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood. They are not. Our weapons are divinely powerful. Again, I repeat. Our weapons are divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. These fortresses that has been built in our mind over the years due to our past experiences, due to our culture, due to the way we were brought up. You know, they have established fortresses in our minds and we need to bring it down in the name of Jesus. And mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. These weapons can bring down strongholds that are in our mind. Verse 5, for we are destroying sophisticated arguments and every exalted and proud thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought and purpose captive to the obedience of Christ. Friends, we need to take our thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. Capture those thoughts that are wrong, and cast it down in the name of Jesus and obey what God tells us in His Word about life and about us and about the things that are going on in our lives. Because our mindsets, friends, once again, we need to change because before victory can come our way. Change our mindsets, okay? So every stronghold in our mind, we need to bring it down, cast it down in the name of Jesus. Our weapons of our warfare, they are not flesh and blood. It's not people that we are fighting with. It's not, you are not quarreling. It's not the quarrel that you had with your husband. It's not the quarrel that you had with your brother or your sister or your colleague. It is spiritual warfare going on. And we need to allow the Holy Spirit to help us win this victory, the battle in our mind. Hallelujah. So pull down the strongholds in your mind through the Word of God. Acknowledge that it will be your first step toward a breakthrough. Your first step to living a joyful life. Hallelujah. With yourself and with the people around you. Number three, cultivate. Need to cultivate in order to renew your mind. Cultivate a positive mindset. And how do we do that? Intentionally. You have to intentionally stop your thoughts right in the midst of thinking something that is negative. For example, if your child had dropped something and you say, oh, you are so clumsy. Or you're not doing your homework. You are malas. You know, friends, we need to stop that. Stop that. Before we speak it out, think first. We need to change our mindset. Instead of saying that, we can say, oh, try to do this a better way. Come on, child, you can do this better. Let us clean this up. When my children were growing up, I think I've spoken to you many times before, when they break a glass in the home or something is broken, there's no yelling and screaming in the house because we understand that it is a mistake. It's not done on purpose. So we do not think negatively and straight attack the child. We will just say, okay, let's clear this up. Even now, if my grandchildren break a glass or something on the ground, we will just say, okay, stay clear of this area. Do not walk near here because you are going to get hurt. And then we clear the area and we adults clean up the mess. How can we react in this way? It's because our thoughts are changed. Our thoughts have a different perception. Hallelujah. This is victory in life. Okay. So cultivate a positive mindset by changing your reading materials by what you hear, what you see, all right? You can change your mindset. So change your reading materials, change what you see, the shows that you watch on TV, you can change to thoughts that are positive, okay? So your mind is directly influenced or indirectly influenced by what you see, what you hear, by your upbringing, by your past experiences, your learning environments, your belief, by your social norms and by culture. So friends, these are many things, many factors that affect us. And we can't put our finger on it, but day by day, allow the Holy Spirit. And as you wait on the Lord and as you meditate on His Word, allow the Holy Spirit to stir in your life to bring about the change that comes naturally through the power of the Holy Spirit working in us. And it can be done. It can be done. When I was growing up, you know, my memory of my grandma is, my maternal grandma is a grumpy, fierce, old lady. You know, she would come to our home and she would shout and she would scream at us and tell us not to jump around, not to play, you know. And she, because we live in a wooden house in Batu Belah, this house is really a wooden structure and it's like about to collapse. And she would say, your house is going to fall down. You're going to break your home and you're not going to have a home to stay. You're going to be homeless, you know. And we resent her telling us not to enjoy ourselves and not to roam around the house and play because we were kids. But as I grow older and as I'm in the Lord now, God is changing my thought pattern and helping me to understand and see that my grandma was actually being caring. In her own way, she was trying to tell us, look, I don't want you to be homeless grandkids. I'm too poor to support you. So please take care of what you have. Please make sure that your home is in good condition and you have a place to stay. You know, that was what she was trying to tell us. But in her own way, because of her upbringing and because of her hard background, she came from China with my mom, and my mom was only 5 years old, you know, and she lived a very hard life trying to bring up her three daughters in Malaya in those days. So I understand. And right now, we know, we change our perception of things. And I have kinder thoughts towards my grandma. I know that she tried her very best and she lived a sacrificial life for my mom and for us. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. We are still learning and we are still cultivating our mind. It doesn't stop when we hear this message. It stops today. No, it goes on. The process of the Lord working in our lives will go on and on. We are being sanctified until we meet Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So how do I cultivate this positive mindset? Very quickly, it takes 3 weeks to form a new habit. Dear friends, they tell us 3 weeks. It's okay, try this. Why not? No harm. Okay, so stop yourself when you are thinking of something negative. Every time you think of something negative, stop yourself in it. Stop yourself in the track, okay? And replace that with a good thought. Better still, replace it with a prayer, a worship, a song unto our God with a word from the Bible, if you can remember. I give an example. Many of us may be overwhelmed at this time, overwhelmed due to the pandemic that we see and the figures that are rising in Malaysia due to COVID-19. We may be overwhelmed thinking that, oh, Chinese New Year is coming. We may not be able to enjoy Chinese New Year reunion just like we did in years, every year gone by, you know. But friends, we may be overwhelmed. Our hearts may be thinking, oh, it's too much for us. You know, why is this happening? But friends, we can turn to the Word of God. We can turn to God's Word for comfort. Okay? Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, you will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused on you in both inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation. Friends, we can keep our minds on the Lord, on Christ our Lord. Think about him. Think about God, who is willing to give us his constant peace, who loves us and who cares for us. God promises in his word we read just now, he will keep us in perfect and constant peace. So claim that for your life. So instead of being worried and troubled and being overwhelmed by all the things that are going on around you, let your mind stay on the Lord. Let your mind dwell in Jesus, because he is our peace. He promises he will give us constant peace. Hallelujah. Perfect and constant peace. Only God is constant in our life. All other factors can change overnight, but God is constant. He is constantly there. He is constantly watching over us and constantly loving us and constantly giving us his perfect peace. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. fourth thing is we confess. Confession with your mouth. Confess what you believe, not what you feel. Not what you feel. Because we know feelings can lie to us. One day we can feel very good. We can feel we're on top of the world. And we wake up in the morning, we are so good. But the next day, the next moment, you can feel down. When you hear some bad news coming along your way, or your coffee didn't turn out well that morning, or you didn't expect the breakfast that your wife cooked for you, not the one that you wanted. Suddenly, you know, you can feel bad. You can feel, oh, my wife doesn't love me like she should. She's not serving me well. Friends, feelings do lie. They do lie to us. Hormonal changes, disappointments in our lives, they lie to us and make us feel bad. So we confess. We know that God's word is constant. We just said that God is constant and His word is true and perfect. So confess the word of God. Confess, God, you are taking care of me. God, though I am weak, you can make me strong. Confess that, all right? Confess that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Confess that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, your Lord and your God. Confess, no weapon formed against you can prosper. Hallelujah. God can bring victory to your life. Confess that God is your provider. He's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides all our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We confess that when things do not work out the way that you want. Confess that everything, Romans 8:28, everything work together for good to those who love God. Do you love Him? I'm sure you do. Well, if you love Him, you confess His word that everything will work together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Hallelujah. Hold on to the confession of faith. Hold on to the confession of the Word of God through Christ Jesus, and you shall experience a change in your mindset. Hallelujah. Amen. Last but not the least, my point number 5. Determine. Determine in your heart. It's a choice you make. Determine, friends, my dear brothers and sisters. Determine to be happy. It's a very simple thing. I want to enjoy life. I want to be happy. And at the end of my life, I want to say, Lord, I thank you that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And this scripture is taken from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 10. Ezra, the prophet, tells the remnant of the Israelites who restored the city gates, who restored the temple in Judah. He told them, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Okay? Actually, after they have rebuilt the temple and they have done a reparation and restoration of all the gates, you know, what they were doing is they took out the laws of God and they started reading the laws of God and they started reading the scriptures. And as Ezra was reading to them, the Israelites were, their hearts were overwhelmed with the goodness of God. Their hearts were overwhelmed with the grace of God in their lives. And they started to weep and to wail and to cry for Israel and to lament, you know. So there was a lot of weeping going on. And Ezra said in Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10, let me repeat it. He said, go your way. Go your way now. Eat the rich festival food. This is good news. Drink the sweet drink. And send portions to him for whom nothing is prepared. For those who do not have, send them food. For this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be worried. For the joy of the Lord is your strength and your stronghold. So my dear friends, hallelujah, I want to say this to you. Go and enjoy the rich festival food. We are approaching Chinese New Year now and all preparations is done, I'm sure, to the best of your ability, to the best of what you can do in limiting our going out to the shops. Enjoy your rich festival food. Drink the sweet drink. Send portions to him, to those who do not have. Remember the poor. Remember those who do not have. Send them the food. Send them the portions and give them the gifts, you know, for God does not want us to be worried, for His joy is our strength. So we can enjoy life, dear friends. We know that God would like and would want. It is pleasurable to the Lord that His people live in joy and in harmony. Hallelujah. Praise Him. What a great God we are. So look on the bright side of life. Look on the, on like I said, look for the silver lining behind every dark cloud. No? And when we meet people, when you meet your friends and your loved ones, expect a good, harmonious, joyous time together. Embrace the good times in your life. Be happy. Be happy. No, friends, it's a choice that we make. It's a choice that we make. And when we experience God's joy in our life, God will give us then the strength to carry on. His presence will give us the strength to carry on whatever circumstance we may be in. Hallelujah. So friends, choose to be happy. It's a choice. Happiness is not an entitlement. Oh, I'm entitled to be happy. Why am I not experiencing it? No, you have to rely on the Lord. You have to do things to change your way of thinking so that you can be happy. It's a choice. So when you love Jesus, know that He loves you. It's a choice. You can find happiness in your family, happiness and in little things in life. Be happy. All right. Find pleasure in the little things and enjoy good health and happiness all year round with your family, with your loved ones. The Bible also reminds us, men, enjoy the happiness that you found with the wife of your youth. Enjoy them. Parents, enjoy your children. Grandparents, enjoy your grandchildren. Brothers and sisters, enjoy the company of one another and encourage one another. Oh, what a great God we have. So determine, my dear friends. Yes, I'm going to be happy. Nothing can rob this joy from my heart. Amen. Amen. So here we are, my dear friends. I want to end this morning knowing that the Lord would like us to renew our mind. So let us renew our mind with God's word. Think about Him. Think about what God would like to do. And He promised that He will grant us victory. So set your mind for victory. Set your mind for success. Set your mind on God's favor and blessings in your life. Set your mind on the word of God. Because the word of God is the word that will lift you up. The word of God will comfort you and will bring peace into your hearts and lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I will end at this time with a word of prayer for all of us. Thank you, Father. You are a good God. And Lord, this morning, even as we present ourselves to you afresh and anew, we pray, O God, that you will come by your Spirit, Lord, into the homes of your people, wherever they are, Lord, right now, lifting up holy hands to you. You will change our hearts and change our minds and transform us, O God, according to the word and according to your power of the Holy Spirit that works evidently and wonderfully and powerfully in each one of your children. Lord, we want to bring down every stronghold in our mind, and we cast down every vain imagination that exalts itself against the word of God. Father, forgive us, Lord, for times of disobedience. Forgive us, O God, when we have disobeyed you and not believed your word. We want to believe you, Lord. We want to trust in you and trust that you are a good and wonderful Heavenly Father. And all the plans that you have for us, Lord, they are good plans. So continue to change us and transform us, Lord, day by day through your word and your Spirit. Father, we thank you. We yield ourselves to you. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. So God bless you. Don't forget to tune in to our Bible studies, to Kids Alive, to the youth service, and we trust that you will have a great week ahead and a wonderful, glorious, prosperous Chinese New Year. Hallelujah. So the Lord bless you, my dear friends. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. May He cause His face to shine on you, be gracious unto you, cause His countenance be on you, grant you peace in all your homes. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye. God bless. Have a great week. Thank you.